They've shown three of the plays in his 10-play cycle. They've also done the first part of Angels in America, which is about the AIDS crisis, a really, really difficult undertaking. So what really touched me about the theater was that they were not just doing entertainment, but they were doing things that have tremendous significance to the community. Now, I did get a kick out of reading that the play has been labeled a commercial retail sales operation. If you go over there and take a look at it, you can see no one is getting rich at the place. I love live theater. I enjoy going to the fancy Newmark and Girding theaters, but it is delightful to see a play at a church on Prescott where the Portland Playhouse is producing wonderful work with a budget that's certainly not evidence of retail success. Now, I'm a lawyer, and I know that this term, commercial retail sales, is a term of art. Okay, it's a legal term. But I also know, because of my history with the law, that definitions and statutes can never cover every possible situation accurately. And in the real world, this Portland Playhouse is an art center, and I can't imagine it being thought of as anything other than a neighborhood art center.
Thank you, sir. Your time is up.
So,
Mr. Morgan, how is Chess for Success going?
Really good.
Good.
Really
good. Thanks for your support of that as well. Hi.
Hi, I'm KB Mercer. I just wanted to say that it has been my honor to be an actor and a designer at the Playhouse. Their work is excellent. They have worked very hard to create that space and make it what it is. And everything else I have to say has been said. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ma'am.
Isabel Sheridan. And I'm going to drill down to a moment. I am a former teacher. And when our congregation went to see as a group the play last year, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, there were a number of the teens from the community that were there because we had given 2-for-1 tickets and the theater absorbed half of it. I wrote a letter about that. But what I wanted to talk about was the young man in the cast who was a teen from Jefferson High who was extraordinarily good in a world-class performance. And I wanted to talk about what that meant, what the difference was for him. I can only imagine how transforming it was for him to be included in that cast, which would be a privilege to be in for any actor. And then what it was like for his classmates to see him in that performance. And when I saw it the second time as a volunteer, they had to cast someone new who was excellent too, but I missed the teen from Jefferson.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi. My name is Madeline Denko, and I'm going to keep this short because most of what I would say has already been said. But I think that I was a co-founder of the Northwest Dance Project, and they have found a home in Northeast Portland. Mm-hmm. And the Portland Playhouse is one of my favorite theater companies and theater centers. Whenever I see what they're doing, I always say, I have to see that. I got to go. And that doesn't always happen. And so I hope that you all will say, yes, they can keep their home in the church.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Next four are Brian Jones, Katie Nolan, Katie Canfer, and Charles Boardman. And they'll be followed by Carla Danley, Ward Shortridge, Lynn Rainier, and Beth Thompson, and Bill Donahue, I believe it is. Brian
Hi.
Jones, Katie Nolan, Katie Canfer, Charles Boardman.
Oh, we're not that formal.
Well, okay.
It's general admission seating.
Wasn't Carla Danley and Ward Shortridge?
All right. Would you like? Well, she continues to.
And Lynn.
There
Lynn
we go.
Rainier.
Anybody else on the list, Carla?
Carla's on this side. Ward's on this side. 1 minute.
This each. Carla.
This Carla. Okay.
Yeah.
Carla and Ward.
Lynn Rainier. We've got four there.
Oh, you get 1 minute total per person. So.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Charles Boardman. I live a couple blocks away from the theater, and I'm the former chair of the King Neighborhood Association and vice president on the board of Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods. And during my time in those bodies, we spent a lot of time trying to engage and activate discussions about gentrification and race. We worked with Judith Mowry in the Restorative Listening Project. And I would say that nowhere have I heard more important and powerful discussions on gentrification and race in the King neighborhood taking place than in the lobby of the Portland Playhouse after the performance of Radio Golf, which I happen to go to because I live two blocks away. And all of our efforts with paid city staffers and volunteer boards in the neighborhood association level, nowhere have conversations been as important.
Thank you, sir. Hi.
Hi. I'm Katie Canfer. I also live a few blocks away. And I would like to second everything that he said because I'm also active in participating with the Neighborhood Association, the King Neighborhood Association. But my main point is that you can't have the community offerings that the Playhouse gives without plays. Just that's the whole point.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, I'm Lynn Rainier. I'm a small-time donor of this company. These young, edgy, challenging upstarts, these creatives that came to Portland, offer me the best theater experience in town, and I go to many, many theaters. Their parents and all their relatives support it, too. It's so not retail. It's when you see the program, it lists every relative they have alive on Earth. I live in Goose Hollow. I enjoy going over to the northeast part of Portland, and August Wilson plays have been just so inspiring. They've done 3 years in a row. I came from Denver, where they did one a year for 10 years. They did the entire historic cycle of August Wilson, and I'm just so grateful. So please keep them.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hi, welcome back.
1 minute for Carla Danley, followed by 1 minute for Ward Shortridge. For several years, our family was not able to live in our neighborhood of choice, or for that matter, in the city of Portland at all, because of an inadequate supply of wheelchair-accessible housing for families. But we faithfully drove in from Hillsboro repeatedly in order to enjoy Portland Playhouse productions. When we did finally purchase a home in North Portland last year, one of our very first acts was to become season ticket holders at Portland Playhouse, precisely because of their location and the character of the building in the former church on Northeast Prescott. The Portland Playhouse provides a vital service to the community. Their selection of plays explores themes that are deeply important to the disability community, the African American community, sexual minorities, and people who struggle with complex behavioral health concerns, and brings these issues to the consciousness of a broader audience. The price point of their individual and season tickets makes quality theater accessible to a population that might not otherwise be able to afford to see high-end theater. Most importantly, the venue itself allows for modular seating, and with it a superior theater-going experience for wheelchair users. I can tell you firsthand that the Portland Playhouse has taken full advantage of that characteristic. Most traditional proscenium stage theaters with fixed seatings and raked floors offer an uncomfortable theater-going experience with very poor sight lines for wheelchair users. Because the Portland Playhouse is a gem to North and Northeast Portland, I urge the City Council to approve their permit and allow them to assume their rightful and well-earned place as a community service.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
1 minute for Ward Shortridge. Nope. Okay.
Next four.
You have to be present to testify.
All right.
Sorry.
Next four are Beth Thompson, Bill Donahue, Mary Wiley, and Annette D. Carter Jaffrey. Okay, thank you.
Bless you. Bless you.
What about Kirk Wolf, Josh Weinstein?
Thank you. Bless
Kevin,
you.
Kevin Jones. Thank you. Amanda Starr.
Thank you.
That's the last person who signed up.
Welcome.
Hi. My name is Beth Thompson, and I would just like to represent the people who, since moving to Portland 5 years ago, are the people who are gentrifying that neighborhood and coming in and renting and living in that same neighborhood for 5 years and wanting a place to meet the people that live next to me and wanting to be able to have that conversation. And it's amazing that Portland Playhouse provides that for me as well as for my neighbor. So thank you.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi. I just want to say that coming from the East Coast, here in the Pacific Northwest, it was eye-opening, earth-shattering to be in a place where the multitude of diversities are welcomed and there is a place where performances are offered for all, regardless of their abilities. I had the opportunity to introduce a friend who lives in downtown Portland to the theater, who is a quadriplegic, who was able to enter the theater, to be shown around the theater, to be embraced, and have that available. I just cannot say how overwhelming it is to have this in the community and to invite people as far away as Miami and Japan to come and visit me in Portland and say, this is in my backyard. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. The chair, I will entertain further conversation from Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. I'd move to support the appeal and overturn the hearings officer's decision.
Second.
And to the motion, it's my intent that I think Commissioner Fish is going to expand on this, that staff develop specific language in the findings when we make our final vote at some near point in the future that addresses the specifics of the particular use and why we, the council, determined that the appeal is appropriate.
Commissioner Fish.
I believe it is the council's desire to craft this narrowly, and based on advice from council, I believe that the one path before us is to treat this as a neighborhood arts center, make that analogy something akin to the Multnomah Arts Center, and to develop specific characteristics and criteria that would fall within 33.920.420A, which is the characteristics section, which I believe will ensure that it has the narrowest application unique to this location. Yes, Barrister.
Normally,
I don't take testimony from the seats.
Let me clarify something.
But since you're working for free,
let me just clarify. It's not my intent to impose new conditions or burdensome conditions, but to shape the findings that would fall within the code language, based on primarily the characteristics section of community services, analogizing it to a neighborhood arts center, and I believe that's consistent with Commissioner Leonard's motion.
And I think that it's not untypical for us or atypical for us to have the prevailing side help write the findings. So if you would want to work with staff in drafting the findings that we'll vote on, I think that would be appropriate.
So the reason for the narrow, the narrow findings is to make sure that we're not precedential and that we don't allow someone to misuse this particular council decision. All right, Carla, unless there's additional council discussion, Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Fritz.
Thank you all for coming down today. Thank you for being here this afternoon, taking your time out of the day on a Thursday afternoon to come down and show the best of what Portland is. And these are really tough times, and we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. And I am so overwhelmed at the testimony we've heard today and at the value of community that this playhouse brings into highlighting. With my daughter having been in theater since she was on, she was on a stage at the Fulton Park Community Center when she was in preschool, and that's not what I do. I'm on stage here, and I actually get really buzzed about political stuff. So that's equally foreign to her as her theatrical interests are to me, and yet I have learned through her, and I certainly have learned through you this afternoon. I wish I had written down all of the eloquent things that folks said as to this being a different kind of commercial enterprise. And yes, I agree that we certainly want people to be paid for the work that they do. We do know that arts is of value both in the heart and to our community as a whole. And I appreciate Eloise Danrush from the Regional Arts and Culture Commission being here today. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your effort, and thank you to the young people who came down today. Just by coming, even though not everybody spoke, you made a huge difference, and you showed that you care. and that matters. So thank you for doing that, and to our city attorney for helping to craft this as a limited exemption, but certainly something that we want to respect our historic neighborhoods. We do respect our historic neighborhoods. Jerry Sandoval Williams, who works in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and George Brenda from Concordia also wrote letters to the Record talking about how this playhouse helps correct some of the injustices that we have seen through the Albina Plan. And each one of you today has spoken to that end, either specifically or in context. So I greatly appreciate the fact that you came and made this a truly meaningful afternoon, and that we are getting to the right decision here. Aye.
Fish.
I also want to thank everyone for taking time to join us this afternoon, and I thought the testimony was especially poignant. And what was, for me, I think particularly powerful was the idea of a neighborhood arts center and the analogy to Multnomah Arts Center, which is within my portfolio, and some of its and some other organizations like that. And it reminds me of just one piece of my life experience. I was married and my daughter baptized in a small church in the Lower East Side of New York. That church does not function primarily as a church. It is a space that functions primarily as a distinguished arts center. And it is home to Dance Space and the Poetry Project, the Ontological Hysteric Theater, and a number of other world-class venues. And one could say it's a church, but I think that would miss the point. And one could say it's an arts venue, and I think that would miss the point. One could say that I think it's a community treasure that serves the broader Lower East Side community, and I think you're closer to the point. And that, for me, is the experience which informs trying to reconcile our code. Our code, as has been said, cannot anticipate every circumstance. And this is the most sympathetic denial I've ever read in a hearing officer's report. but it is not the role and function of a hearing officer to make new code. It is the role of the elected body to reconcile the code. And we do that based on the testimony before us, and you've laid a very strong foundation for a decision which I think we can all support with great pride. So thank you for spending an afternoon with us and enriching this forum, and I am extremely proud and pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I hope our hearings officer doesn't take it personally, but we've just this afternoon overturned two of his decisions, but I think this is the one he probably would, as Commissioner Fish said, be most sympathetic to. I want to thank certainly all the enthusiasts, but I want to recognize that the theater, when it found out its only way to get approval was to get a conditional use approval, which is not an insignificant expense, really rolled up their sleeves and said, okay, we're going to do it by the rules, and did. Free legal counsel helps too. So oftentimes, when people are confronting the realities or the frustrations of our zoning code or our land use code, they simply want to sometimes just appeal to us to do it differently or figure out a way to make it work, sort of damn the law. But no, you've really made the case to do it within the law. So I thank you for that. And I think we all appreciate that. So I really I look forward to, I've learned a lot about the theater group, and I look forward to catching your next season and taking in some of your plays. I'm very, very impressed with the passion and testimony. I may even have to swap out my Whitebird season tickets. just kidding, Paul. Aye.
Leonard?
I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Adams?
Thank you all very much for the great work that you do to improve upon a city that's a great city but has a lot of work to do in terms of racial parity and to deal with issues of gentrification. And so thank you. Pleased to vote aye.
Now you can clap.
Get there, dude. I know, we'll get there. And we will set a date.
We have two remaining pieces. We need to set a future date to bring the findings back and for the council to take a final vote.
How long do you need?
And we need an extension of time from the applicant beyond March 9th.
So do we have the extension March 9th?
Why don't we have the applicant come forward?
How much time do you need?
Not week after next, or 3 weeks, it'd be well, 7 days to come back the 14th or 15th, and 14 days to come back the 21st or 22nd.
The only real issue here is that the Playhouse is starting back up on the 29th, and there's a building permit use change that needs to happen. We're glad to extend our period.
So what date would you want?
Or something. I'd say 2 weeks from this week would probably give
us
enough
time. So the 14th or 15th?
A seven-day extension.
We've already, really no one has standing to appeal, so we've already agreed to do a hold harmless.
Let's find out what's available.
We'll get there.
The 14th would be better. Both you and Commissioner Saltzman are gone Thursday the 15th.
Okay.
Is that Wednesday at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. on the 14th Wednesday. All right, and you've agreed to extend.
Well, just one moment.
We removed the wheelchair ramp because it was built without a permit, so we need to reconstruct it with a permit. The building code permits we're holding up on this hearing, so as long as
they expedite them, we should be fine to make the 29th start date.
Commissioner Saltzman is guaranteed delivery.
Thank you.
All right, we are now adjourned.
All right.
Thank you.
It's the first 3-1.